School districts across the South Island will welcome an influx of news trustees to their boards following Saturday's civic elections. Greater Victoria School District incumbents Diane McNally and Rob Painter, who were at the center of a months-long controversy, have been re-elected to the school board. The two were suspended in February over allegations of misconduct, including bullying and harassment of staff. They have been supported by the Victoria Confederation of Parent Advisory Councils, Union Locals and the GVTA, all of which questioned the integrity of the board. In September, a BC Supreme Court judge ruled in favor of the two trustees, saying the board didn't have the authority to suspend them from their duties, particularly at the end of their terms. VCPAC President Tracy Humphreys said she was not surprised that McNally and Painter were re-elected. "I think a lot of people felt that it was very unjust that they were suspended," she said. "General consensus from parents is that those trustees represent them at the table and they speak about the needs of their kids." Each of the 9 trustees elected to the Greater Victoria School Board were endorsed by the Greater Victoria Teachers Association, including McNally, Painter and fellow incumbent Nicole Duncan. Of the 30 total candidates in the race, none from the Viva Victoria slate received seats at the board table. Elected newcomers are Angela Carmichael, Mavis David, Natalie Bailo, Derek Gagnon, Emily Mababi and Karen Kwan, who received 20,230 votes, the most of any candidate. "I was a bit shocked. Usually as a first-time candidate you don't expect to have that many votes," Kwan said the day after the election. "The rhetoric that's been going around is that the teachers spoke, and most people agree with the teachers." Both Kwan and Carmichael were also endorsed by the Victoria Labour Council, one of the oldest labour organizations in the province. Kwan said the endorsements likely helped, as did her previous advocacy work to save the elementary level strings program in the school district. She said the budget process will likely be a focus for the new board members when they're sworn in. She previously sat on the district's budget advisory committee. "Moving forward, how can we bring public voices closer to trustees, and how can we be connected to parents and students and really listen to them?" Incumbents Jordan Waters and Ann Whitaker, neither of whom received a GVTA endorsement, were not re-elected. GVTA First Vice President Winona Waldron said it was gratifying to have all of the endorsed candidates elected, including retired teacher McNally, former teacher Kwan and current Saanich School District teacher Bailo. "It really, I think, shows the faith that people in Victoria have in teachers," she said of the group elected. "I really appreciate that." Humphreys said she got to know many of the candidates during all candidate forums her organization put on and is happy with those who were chosen. "I think it's going to be great," she said. "It gives me a really good feeling to see it's a group that will be able to get along together and work together. There promises to be more collaboration than in the previous term," she said. Sooke School District voters in the Sooke School District elected a school board incumbent for each of its 2 zones. Board Chairman Ravi Parmar will be returning in the Belmont area and Alison Watson to Milne's Landing. They were the only 2 incumbents running for the 7-person board. Watson was elected for Milne's Landing alongside Amanda Dowhey and Ebony Loggins. Parmar will represent Belmont with new arrivals Trudy Spiller, Russ Chips and Sendra Beaton. Parmar, who was first elected in 2014 at the age of 20, has served 8 years on the school board. He said he's looking forward to working with so many new trustees. "The school district is in a really good position," he said. "I don't think, by any means, the individuals elected are looking for massive change. I think they are interested in being a part of the success we've had here." Parmar said adjusting to the West Shore's population growth remains a top concern for the district. "Building new schools for our community will continue to be a priority for me, and I hope will be a priority for our board," he said. Saanich School District. In the Saanich School District, only 2 school board trustees were chosen on election night, both in the North Saanich School Zone, Kevin Elder and Elise McMurphy. The rest of the trustees in the Central Saanich, Sydney and District of Saanich Zones were acclaimed. Incumbent and board chairman Tim Dunford will work with newcomer Susan Hickman to represent Central Saanich, and incumbent Terry Van Well will represent Saanich alongside Joyce Vandal. Sydney representative Nola Silzer, also an incumbent, was acclaimed to the board. Dunford said that there are 4 returning trustees for continuity and 3 new faces bringing fresh perspectives. The new trustees are former District Superintendent Elder, former teacher Vandal and local parent Hickman. Nanaimo Ladysmith School District. The new 9-person board for the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District will feature a mix of seasoned trustees and new faces. Incumbent Naomi Bailey topped the polls on Saturday with 10,395 votes. Also elected were Charlene McKay, current board chairperson, and fellow incumbents Tanya Berzovic and Greg Keller. Newcomers Lena Pellegrin, Leanne Lee, Mark Robinson, Chantel Morvay and Tom Rokeby were elected, as well. 12 candidates competed for the seats. Tanner Scott took 11th place with 5,407 votes. RCMP were called last week when he refused to leave a meeting on Gabriola Island called for candidates to meet with local residents. Meeting participants were offended because Scott showed graphic images of a female who had undergone gender affirmation surgery. After being asked for his position on sexual orientation and gender identity policies, developed to make students feel accepted and supported, in schools, he was escorted out of the meeting. Gulf Island School District. The Gulf Island School District has 4 incumbents back on what will be a 7-person board, but remains a trustee short because no candidates from Main Island stepped up before the registration deadline. A trustee will be chosen through an alternate process now that the election is over. Janine Giergison, Greg Lucas and Chaya Katrensky were acclaimed for Galliano, Pender and Saturna, respectively, while Rob Pingle, Nancy McDonald and Tisha Bolter were elected on Salt Spring. Cowichan Valley School District. There was a big field of 18 candidates running for 7 available seats on the school board, with 3 of 4 incumbents getting through. 14-year board member and current chairwoman Candace Spilsbury, who served in the 1-year position of board chair 10 times, did not run. Elected incumbents are Joe Thorne, Elizabeth Croft and Randy Duman. They'll be joined by Jennifer Strawn, Kathy Schmidt, Eduardo Souza and Cindy Lees. Engrossman at timescolonist.com, with files from Carla Wilson and Jeff Bell ... to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at timescolonist.com.